Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Tuesday. Going to be a cloudy day. We'll have a high of about 42. Kenosha right now is at 32 degrees. Same thing in Burlington. Milwaukee 39 and 37 degrees at this hour in Racine. North Point Development Corporation is in Oshkosh. They'll be coming into the city of Racine and create a veterans housing project in some old warehouse buildings in Uptown, which were planned by another developer until recent financial problems scuttled the effort. The Racine Redevelopment Authority, based on a closed session, agreed to purchase what is known as the Ajax site in the 1500 block of Clark Street. $4,500 is the price with that and a blight declaration. The RDA will negotiate a purchase option with North Point, and they'll create the same basic plan as Herman and Kittle Properties had proposed earlier. The RDA got some updates on a handful of initiatives by the city's development director, Amy Conley. 615 Marquette Street, the Case Plowworks building. It's to the point now of a pre-development deal being worked out with General Capital Group of Fox Point, a due diligence period, according to Conley. The request for proposal to get the RDA an on-call real estate brokerage services firm, that'll start to take shape tomorrow, according to Conley.
We will be going through a process of reviewing those and bringing back to the RDA a list. We may do interviews unless we find that there's just one candidate that's just above and beyond and there is no need for interviewing, but we will plan probably to bring back candidates in January for interviews, and then we can select a brokerage firm and go from there.
The RDA also owns several properties in the city and, like many a citizen, has to pay to have the grass cut and the snow plowed. Now it is seeking a contractor for that and other city-owned sites. And power should be available by the end of this month at the West Racine Farmers Market site with what's called the Pedestal Project. Green Bay Packers have been making more land acquisitions for Titletown District townhouses. Team now has options on more sites at a cost of $1.5 million. They have or will buy others, but they're not under any deadline to file the transactions. The land recently acquired totals about 1.5 acres, was assessed at just over $936,000. So altogether, the Packers now own 72.5 acres in Ashwaubenon West and East and South of Lambeau Field. The assessment's $45 million, 2015 property taxes of about $965,000. Racine Unified Administration offering up a plan for amended school start and end times. 9 a.m. to 4:11 p.m. for elementary schools, 8 a.m. to 3:26 p.m. for middle schoolers, and 7 a.m. to 2:41 p.m. for the high schoolers. The Board of Education had a work session last night. Several concerns raised in that discussion. Communications Director for the district, Stacy Tapp, took note that both the students and staff will benefit if these are adopted.
Consistent start and end times provide a great opportunity, especially for our elementary teachers. As you know, we have schools that start as early as 7 and some elementaries that start as late as 9:15. So right now, having professional development for all elementaries is really difficult because, of course, if I get out at 2 o'clock, I don't want to stick around till 4 or 5 to start PD. And same thing if we have professional development too early, our late release schools can't get there.
Meanwhile, it was Board President Mike Frontier expressing a desire to look hard at research that's out there, make the community aware of the research regarding sleep in kids and high schoolers, and maybe look at what other districts are doing.
Maybe we have to spend, and I'll be candid here, we have to spend significant monies to make a schedule that honors the research and works with the many facets that you built in here, which are very appealing, many of these. We should look at that. But to have kids, I had somebody call, say their child goes to Wallen, they'd have to get on the bus at 6 in the morning or 6:15. I mean, maybe I'm just getting old. That sounds pretty early.
Superintendent Lally Haw said that making a few minor changes on times would end up negatively affecting many other parts of the plan. Now, administration was hoping for a board vote December 19th. Board President Dennis Weiser suggested a list of options be presented. Dr. Hawes indicated that could delay start end times for schools by maybe another year. Governor Walker appoints attorney Wynn Laufenberg to serve as Racine County Circuit Court Judge, replacing Gerald Patak, who will retire in January. Laufenberg, currently a sole practitioner and a guardian ad litem, concentrating in family, guardianship, and juvenile law. Also has worked for the State Public Defender's Office in Racine. In announcing the appointment, Governor Walker says of Laufenberg, quote, "She's demonstrated a long history of service to Racine County. Her dedication to fundamental constitutional principles will serve as a great asset to both the bench and the surrounding community." Laufenberg to serve until April of 2018, the rest of Judge Patak's term. There'd be the chance then to run for the position and a full term on the bench. Nobody representing the Kenosha Community Health Center attended last night's City Council meeting to answer questions from the Alderman about the center's operation. Alderman thus adopted then a resolution that calls for a federal investigation of the group. Several complaining and center officials have refused to meet with them. Alderman Anthony Kennedy did not support the resolution. He said, there's got to be a better way.
I can speak of an engagement in the community. I can speak of a lack of wanting to partnership with people who can have similar interests. I can speak of these things because we hear this and we know this. That's an area that we as a council can work on. It's our responsibility to work there.
The resolution adopted 13-1, Kennedy the only no vote. Frank Lloyd Wright Trail formally dedicated yesterday in Madison. It's a 200-mile route. It goes through southern Wisconsin, highlighting the famed architect's work in the Badger State, including in Racine. 41 Wright-designed homes and buildings, including those on the SC Johnson campus in downtown Racine and the company's Wingspread Center. And all this week is a celebration of WRJN's 90th year of broadcasting, with four previous anniversary shows having taken place at Memorial Hall in our Victory Avenue studios, all focused around this day, December the 6th. Today, we have more of those memories. 90 years of WRJN radio in Racine does not happen without the 1920s planning of Harold Witt, Frank Leavenworth, and Journal Times then Racine Journal News publisher Frank Starbuck, whose daughter visited our downtown studios one day.
I did enjoy my visits to the WRJN studios, and I am more than satisfied that the institution my father founded and to which he devoted practically all his life is making wonderful progress.
Over the past nine decades, WRJN programming has included many live events.
This is Bill Gumm speaking to you from Monument Square, downtown Racine, where we're about to witness the annual Veterans Day program.
Staff announcer Bill Gumm would later succeed Harold Newcomb as general manager. And WRJN's history has included so many interviews.
Nobody knew it was John Dillinger. We just knew it was a tough brand of men in there robbing the bank.
A top memory conversation I had with Ursula Patsky about the 1933 downtown Racine bank holdup, for which she became a hostage of the Dillinger gang. Over WRJN's 90 years, the announcers heard from the listeners as well.
I saw your tower there on Victory Avenue took a direct shot of lightning.
We were looking inside the glass studio, and you were interviewing Hank Aaron.
The woman there said she'd seen the funnel cloud touchdown, and that's what did all the damage in case. We got areas of the plant where the roof is ripped off.
And how about those many sports broadcasts, high school, Parkside, and the Racine Raiders?
The Raiders, for the first time, become a minor pro football team to win consecutive championships.
St. Catharines wins! First WIAA state title, 10th in school history.
Kenosha Bradford wins their first Division I state championship in football.
Dick Graceffa, preceded by John Weiser and the legendary Gary Sewer, among the many voices for sports on WRJN. More of those voices on the radio tomorrow with our newscasts. And, of course, tune in coming Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. We've got a half-hour special on the 90 years of WRJN, more voices from our past. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.